January 22, 1933, how Jesus does not want to keep accounts with the creature. The celestial gardener. The human will, field of Jesus. Dowry and trousseau that God gives to the creature. I was thinking about the divine volition, and a thousand thoughts crowded my mind, and I said to myself, but why does Jesus so much love to want my will? If he wants to give me his, I gain the profit. To have a divine will in my power, I possess everything, enclose everything, even God himself, but he wanting mine, for nothing less than in order to exchange his, here is more to astonish one, because what help can it bring him, of what profit is it to him, a will so weak and insignificant, that knows how to produce more evil than good? One sees that Jesus does not understand accounts, nor does he know how to give, or better, does he want to give the just value to what he gives, for the exchange that he receives. Provided he obtains his intent, he doesn't mind if he obtains little or nothing compared to the much that he has given, yet here one sees that his love is true love, because it is disinterested. But while my mind blundered, my sweetest Jesus made himself seen, that he was all attentive and listening to my blunders, and all delighted he said to me, my blessed daughter, if I wanted to keep accounts with the creature, I would never have given her anything, because first, what she can give to me, everything has been given by me. Therefore, giving to me she gives me nothing other than what is mine, and so my love makes me always set aside the accounts. To keep accounts with the creatures would hinder my love and make it lose the freedom of letting it give what it wants to give to the creature, and that would be awkward. Beyond this, to give you my divine will, it is necessary that you give yours, because two wills cannot reign inside of one heart, they would war with each other, and yours would be an obstacle to mine, and therefore it would not be free to do what it wants, and I, in order make mine free, with so many instances I ask you for yours. But this is not yet everything. You must know that your will, being in you, is weak, insignificant, but as it arrives in my creative hands, it is transformed, it changes aspect, and I make it powerful, vivified, and I enclose in it the productive value of good, and I use it in order not to remain in idleness. And becoming celestial gardener, I work in this field of your will, and I make of it a beautiful flowery meadow, and a garden of my delights. So, what in your hands is insignificant, and perhaps even harmful, in mine changes nature and serves me to entertain myself and to have a little bit of earth at my disposal in order to form the most beautiful flowerings. And then, in order to be able to give, I want the little, the insignificant, almost as pretense in order to be able to give the great, and so say, she has given to me, and I have given to her. It is true that she has given me the little, but that is what she had, and stripping herself even of the little for me, is the greatest gift, and I entrust her to the exuberance of my love, so that I can make up for what the creature lacks. After this, I continued to think about the divine will, and while I sought to follow its acts, my beloved Jesus said to me, my blessed daughter, you must know that as you seek to follow the acts of my divine will, you place yourself on the way to it, and my fire comes to meet you in order to receive you, so as to bring you its acts, so that you would make them one with yours. And I received the sweet surprises of your attentions, the enchantment of your love, and I never lose sight of you, and I assist at scenes so moving of your nothingness in the all, of your little being in the great, of the finite in the infinite. It seems an alternation in turn, God and the creature, and in this alternation one pours into the other with pure love. Now you must know that when we put the creature forth to the light of day, we gave her the dowry, the trousseau of our divine particles. The dowry is our will, nor do we place a limit. On the contrary, we gave her the freedom to increase her dowry. Now, the acts that one does in our will are new properties that she acquires, besides those that her Creator has given her, and we, in the emphasis of love, tell her, however many more acts you will do in our volition, so many more divine fields we will give you for where to place your acts. So, you will work in our celestial field, and we will give you however many more fields you want, enough that you would not keep them empty, but be attentive to putting them in traffic. Even more, we will have the great contentment of seeing your properties more extensive. We act as a father when he gives his dowries to his son. This son works, sacrifices himself a lot, in a way that he increases his dowry, extends his properties more, and the father enjoys, more than if they were his, the properties and the fortune of the son. So do we do, rather, even more. When we see her all attentive, ready for any sacrifice, we do not leave her alone, but work together. We lend her everything that she needs, will, sanctity, our acts, everything, in order to have the contentment of seeing our daughter possessor of many properties. Fiat.